Welcome to Sleepy Hollow, podfic created by Jelazica's Own for the Sleepy Hollow Exchange Fest for KD Hart. Rating, teen and up audiences. Crossover between Sleepy Hollow and Welcome to Night Vale. Quit moping! Crane's patient silence dug at her. Okay, I know you're not moping, you're waiting. For head experts. Lieutenant, you know very well that I'm waiting. Why do you insist on needling me? Abby's heart softened. She shrugged and smiled. Because, Crane, if I didn't needle you, I would go insane. She looked back at her paperwork and tried to focus. Crane sighed. Abby gritted her teeth. She closed her eyes, trying to relax in the face of overwhelming evidence that they would not be able to defeat the headless horseman. She was just about to suggest that he would be of more use to their case if he helped her decipher the latest information when he leapt to his feet. Oh, Lieutenant, they're here! Who's here? What are you talking about? The men I contacted for help. Crane gesticulated, flailing his arm in the direction of the window. Abby's eyes widened as she looked out the window. A pink car, with tail wings the size of a small yacht, had pulled up and magically sailed into an open space in front of the building. Crane, Abby whispered, not wanting to be overheard. Who did you say was come? The words faded away as the passenger side door opened and a tall, bald, alabaster-skinned man with an extra eye on his forehead emerged. A dark-haired man appeared from the other side of the car. Abby grabbed Crane's elbow, hissing urgently. Where did you say you found these, people? The internet, Lieutenant, where you seem to find all the answers to your modern questions. Crane, this is not a modern question, and, her tone rose as she jabbed towards the window with a finger, that man has an extra eye. Well, yes, he does seem to have an extra eye. How interesting. Come, we must not be rude. I invited them, after all. He maneuvered Abby outside toward the odd man and his companion. Abby clamped her lips shut in an attempt to stamp down incipient panic. This was merely a man with an extra eye, not a headless man with a scimitar or a demon with horns about to slice her in half with some ancient-ass blade. Right, Mills, she said to herself. You can do this. Welcome, Carlos and Cecil, Crane said warmly, pumping the hand of a long-haired man with skin the color of coffee cooled slightly by heavy cream. The other man wrapped an arm around the dark man's waist and gazed on adoringly. Lieutenant Mills, this is Carlos. He indicated the dark man with luscious locks. He's a scientist from Night Vale. And this is Cecil, his... He hadn't seemed disturbed by the extra eye or even a tentacle peeking out of Cecil's sleeve. But now Crane faltered. Boyfriend? Abby offered, trying not to laugh. Crane bobbed his head in a shallow nod. Right, boyfriend. Cecil grinned wide, showing gleaming white teeth that glowed? Maybe it was a trick of the light. Well, come in. Are you in need of refreshment after your long drive? Crane asked. No, thank you.
That would be most lovely.
The men looked at each other and smiled. Cecil smoothed his own shirt front with his free hand. We would be honored to accept your hospitality. A few minutes later, four standard-issue paper cups filled with piping-hot police coffee sat on Abby's desk. Abby glared at Crane as if trying to bore into his brain for information pertaining to their mysterious guests. Cecil and Carlos sat stiffly, but as close to one another as they could without being in each other's lap. Crane nodded encouragement at them to drink the coffee. He went so far as to pick his cup up and place it at his lips, blowing a little, dissipating the steam collecting on top. Carlos nodded, relaxing as he picked up his coffee. This is just like the coffee we had at Big Rico's, but it tastes a little different. He looked at Abby. It doesn't have any wheat byproducts in it, does it? He gave the cup a terrified look, as though expecting carnivorous snakes to burst from the shallow depths. Ichabod coughed, accidentally breathing in a little of the scalding coffee, and Abby wondered if she was going to have to rush him to the hospital to get him intubated, but he calmed down after a minute. She did not want him in the hospital again. They had precious little time to waste, and Abby wasn't even sure this path Crane was exploring would bear fruit. Done with letting Crane take the lead, Abby said, "Right, so I understand Mr. Crane has invited you here because you have some experience with, heads." Cecil bobbed his head enthusiastically. "Indeed, Officer Mills, in Nightvale we have a boy who grew two heads. At first we thought he had caught a virus from a football player who played for Desert Bluffs, our rival town. But it turned out that..." He trailed off at the look from Carlos. "I'll let Carlos explain," he finished with an apologetic look at Carlos. Carlos opened his hands, waiting for information. "Tell me about your situation, and I'll see what light I can shed," Carlos offered. "As a scientist, I prefer to start with the facts of the problem and work from there." Abby looked at Crane, thoughts of chases and headless horsemen racing and tumbling. How did Carlos's case of a boy with two heads intersect with a horseman with no head? Abby noticed Crane surreptitiously swiping his palms across his thighs before he launched into their case. She wondered if he was nervous about revealing all the details of their situation. "Carlos. May I call you Carlos? Good. Carlos, we are dealing with elements from the supernatural realm." He steepled his piano player fingers together and gently tapped the tips before placing them against his lips. Inhaling deeply, he said, "Basically, what it boils down to is this. We are dealing with a headless..." Abby sensed Crane's attempt to tiptoe the graveyard landmines and noticed he left out the information about the apocalypse. Carlos nodded slowly, taking this information in. "I see. Is there anything else you can tell me? Have you got pictures by any chance?" Crane tapped a manila folder at his elbow and pushed it across the table. Carlos opened the top flap, looking at the top sheet. He flipped through the stack. "But these are drawings. Is it not possible to take a photo of this creature?" Crane shook his head. "Unfortunately, no one has managed to take a picture of it or its, horned associate." Carlos continued looking at the pictures, with Cecil looking over his shoulder. The men spoke in soft tones, which made their words unintelligible to Abby. Crane gave her a pleased smile. He leaned over to her. "I think this is promising," he said, quirking his eyebrows. Cecil's eyelids fluttered, and his head rolled back. Abby and Crane both leapt to their feet, but Carlos caught him before he slumped to the floor. Carlos held Cecil in his arms, waiting for him to revive. "Oh, dear, we were so engrossed in this case I completely lost track of time. Cecil can't be away from Nightvale too long. We're not exactly sure why, but it seems to sustain him. He grows weak when he's away too long. It's why we came in such haste, so as to have more time to devote to your work, but we thought he could be away longer. So sorry, we must leave now." Crane nodded, the disappointment clear on his face. "But you will be in touch soon?" "Oh, yes, this is fascinating. One of the most interesting cases I've seen in a while. I'll be in touch." Carlos helped Cecil, who had revived by this time, rise to his feet, and they walked to the door. "Can we get him juice or something?" Abby asked. "No, we have provisions in the car. We just need to get back as quickly as possible." "Thank you," Carlos said. "Thank you for coming. We really appreciate it," Crane said heartily. "We look forward to hearing about your findings." A few days later, Crane poked his head around the corner of Abby's door and said, "Oh, I received a message from that scientist, Carlos." "You did? When did that happen?" "Just this morning. You were busy earlier. I didn't want to interrupt, but I did want to update you. Here, this is what he said. Mr. Crane, I am sorry to tell you that I have no news at this point. My studies have not been exhaustive. Far from it, in fact. I feel I am only scratching the surface and look forward to corresponding at great lengths with you for the cause of science. If my experiments should have results that are relevant to your interests, I will let you know as soon as possible. Thank you for contacting me with this excellent scientific opportunity, Carlos." Crane's words revived Abby's memory of Carlos and Cecil's visit, which had bordered on the absurd. Crane quirked an eyebrow at her, tipping her over the edge. She tried to contain the laughter burbling up inside her, but joined in when the giggle erupted from Crane's lips. The end.